This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Calling all music lovers or musicians or those of us who just like to tinker. If your social media is anything like mine lately, you might have stumbled across people publishing AI-assisted music or music generated by AI. Well, I wanted to know how this works. Is it fully accessible? What are the costs, the challenges, some of the risks? And so I reached out to somebody I met around 20 years ago, Darren Hartland, who is a DJ. He's a kind of a wannabe musician. So tell us about this service that you've been playing with them, because I've noticed on your social media of late, every so often you'll post an AI generated or AI assisted. I mean, just explain for listeners what it is you're kind of putting out there at the moment.
I got interested in AI when ChatGPT came on the scene, and I mean, that's kind of exploded, and that kind of piqued my interest to see how it would fit into my life as a running Treehouse, you know, doing social media and stuff like that. And then I heard about this service called Suno, which is S-U-N-O. And I think Jonathan Mosen posted about it first on his podcast. So I thought, okay, I'll take a look at this. And I couldn't believe the quality in terms of sound quality, but the actual realism of the kind of music it was putting out. So I signed up for an account, and at the start I was just picking up lyrics, like pre-existing lyrics. Like, for example, I've done like reimaginings of things like Robbie Williams' Candy and a couple of Level 42 songs and Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up, and asked the system to do it in a totally different style. Say you've got like Never Gonna Give You Up. I had that done in a style that was very similar to My Chemical Romance.
It was like metal.
It was, yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
And it
came
out really well. And I thought, this is amazing. So then I started coming up with my own ideas for lyrics. And it's all... And I just love it because I'm not a... I can play keyboards and I can play drums and I can play bass guitar. I can play guitar a little. But I am no virtuoso. So this gives me an outlet for kind of like the stuff that's in my head that I would have loved to have recorded back in the day.
So can you just explain how it works? You referred to ChatGPT there, and I think most people probably by now hopefully are aware that ChatGPT, you give it some words, you give it a question, you give it a prompt, and it comes back at you with a load of text, basically. And it's using statistics and a large language model to generate that text. So if you want an article in the style of, I don't know, Stephen Fry explaining the offside rule pitched at nine-year-olds, it will do that quite nicely. That's how ChatGPT works. So it's all about what you ask it and how you ask it, and you can ask for a style and detail and so on. So does this Suno sort of music generation AI, does that work in a similar way?
You can do it where it gives you like an idea of a prompt, like create a folk song about being heartbroken. Okay. That's its suggestion, but then you go into the edit field and you can put in whatever you like. So I could say, write me a jingle for my radio show called whatever it's called, hosted by whatever the name is, and whatever the music is played in that show, and it will come up with the music and the lyrics. Now, you won't always like the lyrics because it's AI generated, so you know you might want to change those lyrics, but it will do it. But there's the custom mode where you can put in your own lyrics, or you can get it to generate lyrics, and then there's another box where you tell it what style you want it in. So you can say catchy jazz funk, riff heavy, male vocal, you know, and whatever else, you know, you feel you want to add in, like bass guitar, drums, keyboards, brass section. And then it will give you two different versions for the prompt they put in, and then you can extend that prompt, you can redo the prompt, you can edit the lyrics, And there are things called tags that you put within the lyrics that tells it what where the verses should go, where the chorus should go, if there should be an instrumental break or a guitar solo or whatever. So it's pretty flexible.
So these areas where you're inputting your information, are they just edit boxes that you're they're kind of blank canvases? So you can basically just say whatever comes to mind. You're not choosing from a predetermined list.
The only thing is, if you try, for example, to say, I want a K-pop heavy metal folk song, it's going to struggle. So it will come up with something, but it may not be what you intended it to come up with. But
I feel like you might have asked it to do that.
Oftentimes you'll do something like that just to see what result it comes up with, and the result is actually pretty good. It's not what you thought it might be, but it's actually something that you can use.
So this sounds like a ton of fun. Just talk, if you would, a little bit about the accessibility of it then. You're a screen reader user, right?
Yeah, I use JAWS and NVDA. Now, I have to say that it used to work okay with JAWS and pretty damn good with NVDA. Now it's not great with JAWS because you can't select whether you want the custom mode or the kind of pre-done formulaic mode, and you can't select whether you want it to be a song or an instrumental. But with NVDA, that is still accessible because there are clickable elements that you can locate easily. So NVDA is the way to go if you want to be using it for now. I have reached out to them to tell them that it's not great for accessibility with certain screen readers, but I've yet to hear anything from them.
Right, and this is all in the web browser?
Yes, it's all browser-based. I use Chrome, and it's pretty good. I dare say, I've used the, what's that other one? Brave as well I've used, and it works pretty much the same as Chrome in terms of layout and how it lays things out. So
you're essentially crafting your prompts to try and get something that you find sonically amusing or entertaining or whatever, and you're able to keep doing that. It's kind of iterative, so it's generating two versions, and you go, oh, okay, well, I like that one, but I want you to do more of the solo, or give it a bit more oomph in the final chorus or whatever it is, and you can tell it those things, and then you get another version to audition.
Yes, it's all in it, like very much like any AI system like ChatGPT or any of these other ones. It's all in the, it's called prompt engineering. It's all in the prompts that you give it, and it works in the same way that computers work, you know, garbage in, garbage out. If you just tell it, I want a pop song, it doesn't really tell it anything. So the more specific you can be, the more likely you are to get a result that sounds how you thought it might sound.
So if anybody wants to have a little go themselves, if they're feeling inspired, having heard you talking about Suno, where do we find it?
It's suno.com, and you can sign up with an email address. You can sign up through Discord, through Google, and through your Apple account.
Well, Darren Hartland, we appreciate you joining us, and looking forward to hearing your next creation from Suno.
Thanks for having us.